It was a chance for some players to get opportunities they may not have had many of this season. It was also a challenge. With their Ontario Hockey League playoff spot clinched, the Sioux Greyhounds had one regular season game remaining before looking ahead to an opening round playoff series with the Windsor Spitfires. For the Greyhounds, it was a game in which four veterans sat out and some players got an increased opportunity. "That was a challenge to really get up for a game like that," Greyhounds coach John Dean said. "We told the guys before the game that the mark of a good team is one that every night plays to their identity. It doesn't matter who is in or out of the lineup. We also had some very motivated players that haven't seen some opportunity lately that wanted to showcase what they could do. Watching guys step up was a proud moment for me for sure," Dean added. In the end, the Greyhounds picked up a 5-2 win over the Sarnia Sting on Sunday afternoon at the GFL Memorial Gardens. "While it wasn't perfect," Dean said, "intent was something that stood out for him in the victory. There was definitely intent to do the right thing tonight," Dean said. "It's kind of a sloppy back-and-forth game." The game had significant meaning for the Sting, who needed a victory to force a tiebreaker game for the final playoff spot in the OHL's Western Conference with the Owen Sound Attack. "In the first period, we looked a little nervous, a little tentative," Sarnia coach Alan Letang said. Letang also said the situation for the Sting was one in which we needed more all season. "That's why we're in this situation. We needed more desperation," Letang said. "We needed more winning habits we've talked about all year. We needed more of it. At some point, every team can look back over a season and say they could have got 2 points here or 3 points there." Sarnia got on the board first 3:21 into the game when defenseman James Barr took a shot from the high slot that hit the post before being knocked in by Greyhounds goaltender Landon Miller on the rebound. The Greyhounds would tie the game at 1 when Noel Nord beat Sarnia goaltender Evan Miley from the left faceoff circle on a rebound 1:12 later after a shot by Carson Andrew from the slot was blocked by a Sarnia defender. The Greyhounds took a 2-1 lead 49 seconds into the second period when Brody McConnell Barker took a shot from the left point that beat Miley gloveside through traffic on the power play. Travis Hayes made it a 3-1 game when he scored on a rebound in close after a shot from the slot by Braden Velieris was stopped initially at 5:37 of the third period. Just 3:42 later, the Greyhounds made it a 4-1 game as Brady R. Smith scored on a rebound in close after Miley made a save on a point shot from Keegan Gillen that was tipped on the way to the net. An empty net goal by Justin Cloutier at 14:48 made it a 5-1 game. Sarnia cut it to 5-2 with 1:26 to go in regulation time when Zach Filick deflected a point shot by Lucas Fisher past Miller on the power play. Hayes had 3 points for the Greyhounds in the victory with a goal and 2 assists. Cloutier added 1 of each while Andrew and Marco Magnosa had a pair of assists each. Miller stopped 42 shots, including 23 in the third period, for the Sioux. His first glove save of the night was indicative of the way the rest of the night was going to go, Dean said, crediting Miller's play in the second half of the third period when Sarnia played much of the final 10 minutes with Miley on the bench for an extra attacker as well. Filick finished the day with a goal and an assist for the Sting. Miley made 20 saves for the Sting. Dean said the decision on players sitting out Sunday's game was made as a staff with input from the players. Brady Martin, Chase Reed, Owen Allard, and Caden Carlisle all sat out on Sunday. "We asked all four and there was not a lot of pushback at all," Dean said. "They understand it's for the team's best interest." The Greyhounds will open up playoff action on Thursday night on the road in Windsor in the opening game against the Spitfires with Game 2 set for Saturday night. Game 3 will be in Sault Ste. Marie on Monday with Game 4 set for Wednesday. The Greyhounds were locked into 7th in the OHL's Western Conference standings after the Flint Firebirds beat the Saginaw Spirit 6-3 on Saturday night in Flint to claim 6th. With Sunday's win, the Greyhounds finished the regular season with a 2-9-3-5-2-2 record. Sarnia wrapped up the regular season with a 2-2-3-3-6-7 record. On Saturday night, the Greyhounds recognized their team award winners in a presentation. The winners included Rock 101 Award, Team MVP, Marco Magnosa, Brady Martin. Rookie of the Year, Chase Reed. Mike Desjardins Memorial Trophy, Best Defenseman, Caden Carlisle. Jerry Bumbaco Academic Award, Scholastic Player of the Year, Keegan Gillen, Carson Andrew. Sue Star Trophy, Unsung Hero, Travis Hayes. Top Scorer, Marco Magnosa. Drive. Bill Kelly Award, Most Gentlemanly Player, Noel Nord. Pino's Award, Most Improved, Hunter Solomon. Pete Taylor Memorial Trophy, Player's Player, Keegan Gillen. 3-Star Award, Brady Martin. Drive. Lou Lukenda Memorial Award, Player Who Has Overcome Obstacles on, Off the Ice, But Still Succeeded, Spencer Evans.